It's the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR with housing information you can trust. Now here's the Inside Guy, Chuck Bridenstine, and the Outside Guy, Ken Calverley.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. We are thrilled to wake up, I guess not bright and early, but early, and talk housing with you, right, bud?
Absolutely. You know what? After 15 years, it still is pretty darned easy to do, which you would not think it would be.
Can't believe you said that.
15 years are pretty darned easy to do.
Yeah, that part. Yeah, it's not like you.
I get up early.
People
anyway.
Will say all the time, on Facebook, you know, where do you get these stories and these memes? And I always go, hours and hours of tireless research.
That's true.
It is true.
Yeah. I know when you think of the hours we put in way past the broadcast hours, it's amazing. Those are probably harder than this, I think.
Oh, really. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. I agree with
researching
you.
Researching topics, doing emails.
Keeping up on emails. My goodness. We missed one day of not answering emails. We're 3 days behind.
I know.
But keep them coming. We're happy to do it. And keep your phone calls coming. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We are 100% here for you for the next 2 hours.
Well, actually, and then we're going to stick around for a third hour.
Oh, you're right.
But it'll be with a really good company that you discovered.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I heard about Brickworks Property Restoration.
I know.
Years ago.
Say that really fast 4 times.
Yeah. And, you know, that's where I cut my teeth all my life in that industry, in my career. And I met Jeremiah Campbell, the owner, I would say probably 7-8 years ago, and just a great guy. And I'll tell people right now, same industry, he's done it far better than I did. He just does. I mean, Chuck,
he's done it. He appears to have done it far better than
anyone else.
Any company that we've seen, especially on the residential side, which is hard to do.
Amen to that. People don't understand how hard it is to keep homeowners happy in the concrete and masonry industry.
And make money. Yeah. I mean, you've got to make enough money to run a business and pay people well and do all the things that, you know, a successful business does. And the masonry and concrete have just struggled residentially over the decades.
And if people think about it, you do not hear about large concrete and masonry companies. There's a lot of small, you know, 2 guys in a truck, maybe 4 guys on a crew jumping, but not one that has 60-some
Again, for
employees.
Residential.
100% for residential. Yeah. But not one that has 60-plus employees and literally doing 10 jobs a day and keeping it because he's worked up such a system at his place that and the 5-star ratings. He's just doing it great, and you're going to want to stick around from noon to 1 to listen to that show because
absolutely going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
And they're an easy referral.
They really are. And you'll be hearing a lot more about them over the years at Brickworks Property Restoration. Just don't forget, for all your brick and concrete needs, still love hearing that. 877-877-MASONRY. So again, I said we'll be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS. I want to remind people about the InsideOutsideGuys.com. We try to do it whenever we can. We're there for you. That when we leave this mic, that's your way to talk to the Inside Outside Guys and get a hold of the Inside Outside Guys during the week. You can send us emails. Also, if you decide to use one of our team partners, which you can find all of them just below, scroll down further, you can find all of them. Once you pick them out, go to the Inside Outside Guys special offers page. Once you get your bid, pull out that coupon and show them that to get even more money off.
Yeah. So. Good idea, and boy, that is a great resource. And I think more and more people are discovering it. It's just taken a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no obligation when you go there. You're not going to get bombarded with a bunch of stuff, so don't worry about that. It literally is, and this is Chuck saying this, user-friendly setup where you can find somebody indeed that Ken and I trust.
Yeah. That's the way to put it. Yep, you're right.
It works well, and it's a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to taking your calls today in between the stuff that Ken and I are going to be talking about, 888-654-4897. Our article in the Detroit News this week.
Yes, sir.
In the Homestyle section. By the way, that was a fun Homestyle section Friday. I ended up probably reading two-thirds of that.
Really?
Yeah, there was an interesting article on a cottage on Harson's Island that had been remodeled, like a third-generation cottage. And there was a property for sale on a lake in Howell that was interesting just because it sat on a peninsula and had some interesting amenities. So between that and the Inside Outside Guys article, yeah.
Well, you're still a rarity, Chuck.
I know I am.
You actually read a physical newspaper. You actually go out and buy a physical newspaper.
Isn't that crazy?
I cannot tell you. And I was that guy. I mean, I picked up a newspaper every morning for years.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you the last time I bought.
They were 25 cents a piece. Now they're $2 a piece.
No, I'm not that old. They're always a dollar when I was.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was within the last couple of years.
No, it's been a long time.
I honestly can't remember.
I know. It's like you pulled up this morning and you said that you forgot your key. And I instantly went to, he doesn't do any work on his cell phone. You don't do any work on your cell. I answer all my emails on my cell
phone. See, I used to.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I also used to carry a pager. Anyway, I found those things to be a source of stress. So I just eliminated it from the cell phone. Otherwise, you'd have an excuse to be on it all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
And Lord knows I don't need that, and neither do you, by the way.
Yeah, I think when if people can actually take a look at their phones and look at their screen time at the end of the day, it'll tell you how many hours you spent on your phone. We all should be ashamed of ourselves.
See, I'm not that guy.
I know you're not.
It's funny, I was talking to my niece about that yesterday, and I will miss, you know, texts and whatnot for several hours, because if I'm out doing something, I just leave the phone.
Yeah, but see, you're the guy that resisted the technology forever.
Still do.
I know, but it's putting you back a little bit. I think you need some special classes to catch up or something. I really do. I really do.
Hey, one thing I don't need is a special class to tell me that we've got a couple really good young guys that have kind of gotten into a business that we have found a huge demand for in Metro Detroit.
Yeah, they're located in Royal Oak, Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings. If you need coatings on your garage floor, your basement, they do phenomenal work. Check them out, theinsideoutsideguys.com, Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings.
Find professional contractors you can trust at insideoutsideguys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverly and Chuck Bridenstine.
888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. It rained.
You know, when you look at me and say that with those big, big blue eyes, Chuck.
Hey, buddy.
It's like, really?
It rained.
Okay, finish your sentence. Finish the story. It rained. And well,
that was the story. It's like Jesus wept. It rained. But having said that, the gutters and downspouts. People are following up on our article and going, who can I get to install those downspout extensions under my grass?
I agree.
How do I do that? And what's it cost? And
oh, geez. We can talk about that a ton as soon as we talk to Lou from Ann Arbor. Who has some concrete questions. Uh-oh. Good morning, Lou. You're on with the guys.
No, he's not.
Hello, Lou.
You had mentioned recently, I think, Ken, the fiber mesh to do the driveway rather than those rods that you put in. Is there a big difference in price, and do you not like the fiber mesh?
Great question, Lou. Great question. No, the fiber mesh is a good product. It works.
Serves a purpose,
but it by no means is should be meant to replace steel. And here's what happens when you get a residential person coming out and looking at your driveway. We're going to talk more about this between noon and one with Jeremiah from
Brickworks. Exactly.
Is the guy out selling you the driveway will tell you we use fiber mesh is just as good as steel. And here's how I'm going to describe it to you. Fiber mesh is a bag of fiberglass, and they put 1 pound in per yard. So if you're getting a 10-yard pour, they're going to put 1 pound a bag in per yard. The bag is biodegradable, so you don't see it. But basically, it looks like a bunch of cat hair. It really does look like
fiberglass shards. If you've ever looked at the backside of a boat or any fiberglass panel, kind of you see those individuals.
Yeah, yeah. These are more. They literally look like little hairs. I mean, but they got different sizes. They do have the ones that are more solid for commercial application. But quickly, when we pour concrete, once we're done pouring, we put cuts in those concrete, and those cuts are meant to manipulate the cracks to crack where we want them to. And once that happens, which we want it to, only steel over time is going to hold those slabs together. Fiber mesh will not hang together. It will not keep those slabs connected, so you'll start having individual slabs moving. Now, there are many times we will do both. We will make a super-duper strong driveway, and we will put steel and fiber mesh. That's how they do it at Brickworks as well.
Yep, exactly.
Does that answer your question, Lou?
Yes. And, Ken, does the fiber mesh last as long as the steel as far as cracks?
Yeah. Now,
it's not going to degrade at all in the concrete.
Right. It's going to make the concrete stronger. The actual PSIs of the concrete are going to be stronger. Now, I'm of a belief that sometimes that fiber mesh accelerates the set, which you don't want. But if you have enough people... I mean, it's a great product. I mean, I've used it many times, but you got to make sure you have anything that will accelerate the set. You need to offset that with either a retardant or make sure you have enough guys. That's the key to concrete, is having a lot of guys on the job site. Matter of fact, I posted, Lou, I don't know if you're a Facebook guy, but if you go to yesterday, I posted a picture of a driveway, a little video of a driveway somewhere in California, and it's the most beautiful driveway I've ever seen. And I'll show it to you in a second, partner. But it's absolutely beautiful. I guarantee you they probably had 20 guys finishing this driveway.
I see. Okay, I think you answered the questions. I'm going to try to get Brickworks out here and see what the price would be.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you. So, you know... the thing about concrete, there's just so many ways to hide prices in concrete. If you want the best job, you want a crushed concrete base, you want fiber mesh, you want steel, and you want plenty of guys on the job. Because, Chuck, we've described this before. You can pour concrete really wet and have two guys have plenty of time to finish it, or you pour it stiff and you're going to need 6-7 guys to finish it before it sets up. But anything you add water to, whether it's concrete or Kool-Aid, makes it weaker.
Yep.
So you do your best not to. So, I mean, it's necessary when you're pouring concrete. You have to add water in concrete, but you have to know how to do it right.
It's funny, for some of these highly specialized products, they will use what they call admixtures and no water, and they're liquid, but they are a chemical mixture rather than water. That reduce shrinkage, that increase flexibility.
Plasticizers.
Yeah. All these properties to the concrete that it otherwise wouldn't have had without it. And that's kind of what we talk about when we tell people with grout to not use water when you mix dry grout, but use the admixtures they sell for it.
And as you're using that grout, if it's starting to set up, a lot of guys will just add water as it's starting to set up.
Even
to the grout for tile, that weakens the grout.
Absolutely.
You know, and these are all things that need to be, you need to have specialists to know this kind of stuff. But the admixtures, they've got something called a mini delay set, Chuck. So what you do, let's say you're pouring a 100-yard walkway, and some of it may have a tree shading part of it. See, people don't understand how difficult that makes it. In a 90-degree day, you will order the concrete with a retardant in it, which slows down the set. But then you'll pour 1/3 of that walkway, and you'll throw a couple bags of this mini delay set. And what that does is it makes it look like you just added 5 gallons of water, but you didn't.
Yep.
And it makes it easier to place, but there's no water evaporation.
Yep.
And it really is amazing. And then you pour another third, and then you add 3 more bags in. So it sets up as you're going down the line. I'm going to tell you, Chuck. 9 out of 10 concrete companies have no idea about that product. And it's one of the best products in Michigan or anywhere in the summertime you can use.
You mean
the plasticizers.
Cement companies that place cement don't know about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They had no idea about those kind of products. There are so many of those kind of products that have been great innovations. That's why they can pour concrete in the cold now because they put the calcium products in.
They can pour it underwater. They can pour it. I mean, it's an amazing product, but it's science.
Good point. Speaking of concrete under, how about under the dirt, under your foundation? When you get water, when you get large amounts of water, you get static pressure on your basements. And over time, it develops cracks. Even if you have cracks, the cracks start to leak. Make sure when you tackle a damp or leaky basement, you tackle it once and get it over with and make it healthy. And you call someone like Foundation Solutions 360, they can come in, give you a lifetime warranty. And after that, you can do whatever you want. You can live in that basement. This next segment is sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open for the next hour and a half for you at 888-654-4897. And the Facebook post that you put on there, that driveway is actually beautiful. That's worth looking at. It's a concrete driveway, so people go, really?
I've been involved with thousands of concrete pours and driveways. Pretty. That is the prettiest driveway I have ever seen in my life, including any stamped or decorative driveway I've
ever
seen.
Yeah, it's funny. You think of the stamped and the dyed and the coloreds and all that other stuff, and this one is just raw concrete, but the way they did it, wow.
It's absolutely beautiful. You know, I tell you, when I first started in the industry, I was one of the original guys that was doing the stamped and the colored and that kind of stuff, and we would do some driveways, and it took me probably 3 or 4 driveways to start talking people out of stamping their driveways, and I lost some jobs over it. But they'd want me to come in and stamp their driveway, and I go, "No, you don't." What do you mean?
It would
cost me a third of the job because it's that much more expensive.
Sure.
But I said, "Do you really want people walking up to your house and looking at your driveway, or do you want them looking at your house?" You know, it's just too much. It's way too. No, that's not. I mean, for the right house, that's
too
not.
Much. I mean, even the snowplow issue in the Midwest.
You're right. So borders. Borders are just so nice. I mean, borders are soft. I mean, you can do any pattern you want, any color you want. So if people are going to do the driveways or they, you know, don't.
If you want an accent, do a border.
Even patios.
Yeah.
Even patios. I'll tell you what's a beautiful look, Chuck.
I agree.
Is exposed aggregate concrete with a darker border. It's getting really popular right now because you can do a like a beige color or a gray color in the actual concrete light. And then most of the stains nowadays, I got an education this year. Or this week, Chuck, because for years I've been seeing acid stains.
Yeah.
Because in the old days, the water-based stains just didn't take. They didn't penetrate. They didn't last. Now everything's turning to water-based stains.
And they last.
And the great thing about the water-based stains now is you can get one solid color. With acid stains, you couldn't. It was always a cloudy color.
Yeah.
And there's just some beautiful work going on out there. Just beautiful work. And people are going to hear a lot about it between noon and one today with Brickworks property.
It's funny, the driveway you posted has a border, but it's raw concrete that's broken, but it really defines the driveway. It's beautiful.
And if people go to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page and take a look at this driveway, it's a driveway that's probably 60, 70 feet long by 20-some feet wide.
Yeah.
And they tooled, which means while it was wet, they tooled the joints, and every diagonally, this driveway has giant squares, and each square looks like they're a different shade.
Almost like a checkerboard.
Like a checkerboard.
If you will.
And Chuck and I are sitting here talking during the break how they get those colors, and the only way they could have got those different shades was hard troweling one square and then brooming another square. And then once they add a sealer, they can add different sealers to the individual squares to make them stand out different. Now, there's definitely not a black versus white. I mean, it's a very slight shade between the two different.
It's distinctive, but slight.
Right.
And I think it's gorgeous. And you and I were just sitting there going, how many guys did they have to have on that job in a sunny climate to do it right?
20, at least.
That very labor-intensive driveway.
Oh, yeah. And remember, we always say concrete waits for no man. So that concrete setting up, no matter how many guys you have there. Wow, that's just a great picture. 888-654 guys equals 888-654 4897. Phone lines are open. Did you get much rain yesterday at your place?
You know what? It was kind of episodic. It would rain like heck and then stop. And then looked like it was going to rain, but not. And then 2 hours later, rained like heck again. And I told you, my son and some buddies were golfing west of us about 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they got soaked. They kept playing, but they got soaked.
Chuck, that was a thunderstorm. They should not keep playing in a thunderstorm.
Well, he told me. He said, yeah, we'd go under a tree. I said, tell me you didn't really go under a tree. He said, well, yeah, we did that. I said, oh, my God. That's where lightning hits. It hits the trees, or you hold a two-iron up in the middle of the fairway, but even God can't hit a two-iron, so you're safe for doing that.
That's good. I like that. Isn't it funny that at our we're still those teachable moments?
Oh, honest to goodness. Yeah. And just, I heard that, and it went, no!
Yeah. From now on, son, you hear thunder, get off the course. Oh. Get inside, period.
And they never called him off, he said. You know, wow. Normally the course will call
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're
off.
Right. You're right. There's some liability out there, if they yeah. say out there, isn't there? Yeah.
So long story short, yeah. And it's funny because our article Friday in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News was rather appropriate to getting heavy rains.
It was. It was. And how important it is to get those heavy rains as far away from your property as possible. Hey, we got time. Let's take a phone call. 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Peggy in Lenox Township. Good morning, Peggy. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. We purchased our home back in the early 90s. It was all electric at the time. They hadn't even run gas lines down our street, so getting a regular furnace wasn't an issue. But they finally did run them down, and so we had a furnace put in, and the blowers, you know, they cut into the floor, put in the vents and everything. But when they did the cold air returns, when I take the vent covers off, I look down, and all I see is the wood from the joists and that. There is no ceiling there. You know, I don't know, when you go in the basement, you'll see the aluminum things where the air will travel through. But how far these vents travel that are just going through the joists, is that something I should be concerned about?
So you're not seeing any duct work is what you're concerned about?
Right. When I take the covers off when I'm upstairs.
They boxed in framing cavities in the floor for your mm-hmm. cold air returns,
which right. is fine.
That's really typical. It's often done with cold air returns, even in brand new houses where the supply ducts will be totally metal ducted. And the return airs will not be. They will enclose a wall cavity or a floor cavity.
Okay, because when I hear you guys talking
okay.
about different companies, where they come out and they seal your ducts, and it's like, well, how would they seal it here if we're talking, you know, the joists and that? So I just thought maybe I should be concerned, but maybe not. So thank you very much.
They would still do that. They could still do that because, remember, they're not coating the inside of the ductwork. They are putting a material in under pressure that seeks leaks. So when you nail galvanized metal to the outside of, uh-huh. Of a stud cavity in the wall, there will be gaps in there, guaranteed. There'll be sure. air leaking out of it. I don't care if they nail it every 3 inches, which they never do. So that product, that duct sealer, will still work in those situations and in those types of construction.
So it might be a good idea to have them come out and do that because we've never had the ducts cleaned. And the person who did our furnace, he said, no, you don't need to do that. And it's like, okay, you know. But anyways, yeah, so I think
wrong.
I'd like to. We're a no-kill shelter, and we have cats, and we have a lot of hair, so. I would like to have these.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, and Amnesty will do a good job. I promise you. You'll experience them in your house, and you will feel good about it. They just really do a great job with you and your home and, of course, with the ducks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
God bless you, Peggy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. And following up on that, you know, we're trying to seal the supply ducts so the air reaches the area it's supposed to get to more than anything else. Well, for that doesn't leak, but that helps the air get to the areas where it doesn't reach more anything else.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to someone the other day about his system and what he has in the house. And really like to reiterate to people that the most important thing in your house isn't how hot you are, how cold you are. It's how comfortable you are. And that can be a totally different, Chuck. I mean, you and I are so different about that. I want my mind turned to 70. I think it's at 72 right now, and you're going to be 76.
Yours is like a morgue.
Sometimes, yeah, it really is.
You could hang
meat in my house sometimes. I like it nice and cool, absolutely. I like getting under my covers, and yeah, that's me. Hey, we'll take your phone calls when we get back from break at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Don't forget to stick around between noon and 1 for a bonus hour with Brickworks Property Restoration.
Hey, if you heard Paul W. talking to people from the M1 Concourse yesterday, they were pretty close if they went over there to a good friend of ours that runs a great business and has a great showroom right there.
A great showroom. If you want to see the doors and windows and maybe you're worried about bringing a window salesman in your house, you don't need to be with this company. But go over to Clarkson Window and Door, check out their showroom, or just go to the Inside Outside Guys, click on Windows and Doors, and take a look at Clarkson Window and Door.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. 888-654-4897 is the number, and phone lines will be open right through the balance of this hour and the next hour, and then at 12 o'clock we'll be with Brickworks Property Restoration. So set your alarm for 1 p.m. before you walk away from your radio.
You got it, man.
Piece of cake.
Hey, got a lot of rain yesterday. We're expecting more rain today. Today's going to be a great day for homeowners to go down and take a look at their sump pump, take a look at their foundation, peek their head into their crawl space, wherever that may be. Because remember, if you have moisture down in any of those areas, it creates an unhealthy living environment for you and your family. And in many cases, there is something that you can do as a homeowner to at least help mitigate the damages. Fair to say?
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah. I'm a homeowner, and there's a lot of homeowners. My mom, I'll use for an example. You know, she's a single mom with four kids. My mother could never have afforded to waterproof her basement. She just couldn't have.
When you say waterproof her basement,
so we didn't have any water issues when we were kids, and I don't think the house still does. My brother still lives there. But let's say we had major moisture in our basement when I was a kid. Okay. I would have had to get some advice or listen to the Inside Outside Guys if I knew I couldn't permanently fix it by calling one of our many team partners that are out there that take care of that. What can I do as a homeowner to help mitigate the moisture of the water in the basement? And what could I do about the water that's down there now or any humidity that's down there now, right?
Yeah.
Our article talks about that. That's probably one of the best things people can do.
I'm just a huge believer in directing surface water well away from the home. I think that everything starts there. And in all the years I've been involved with housing and building houses.
Couple years. Yeah.
What's that?
Couple years.
Couple. Then two or three now.
Decades.
And that has just been the huge lesson. You know, don't build your home in a hole. If you're building a new home, you know, put it up. It's a lot cheaper to move dirt and make the house look like it's justified and drain water away from that. So
especially on the front side.
Oh.
So much easier on the front side.
Good overhangs. That to me, those ought to be – I'm not a more code guy, but I think overhangs should be mandated by law.
I agree with you.
I just think it's a no-brainer. I don't think any – I won't even go there, but good overhangs.
Well, Chuck, Southeast Michigan, and I said this before – Berkeley, Royal Oak, Lincoln Park, Allen Park. There are so many homes that were built on wetlands and built too low.
Yeah.
It's built way too low. Garages especially have humidity problems. And it would have taken so little, so little just to raise these things up while they were there.
I mean, really, it's a wash financially to build a house higher in 99.9% of the cases, because you don't have to dig as deep, if you think about it, to put that basement in, so that's cheaper. You may spend that same money you just saved by, you know, pushing dirt against the house and grading and, you know, making it fall away when the house is done. But there is just no good reason to stick houses down in wet holes.
You know, and you're right. You've said for years the two biggest things people should do to a new house is build them high and build overhangs. So that's been your two things that you say should be a code.
And I mean, it protects against unwanted sun, overheating.
Right.
You know, windows. You can open windows in the rain when you have big overhangs, which is like, how many people ever get to enjoy that? Frank Lloyd Wright taught us that with a lot of his designs. And then really good gutters.
Good point. Well, you know, all those communities I just mentioned where the houses were built too low were also built without overhangs.
I know.
I mean, no overhangs on so many of these houses. They have two roof elevations and no overhangs on the side.
Well, what does that do to the masonry over time? So many of those were, you know, full masonry homes too.
Yep.
Brick homes.
So as a homeowner, the way you can do things, what I see a lot, it's out of sight, out of mind stuff. And just clean your gutters. Make sure your downspouts are well away from the house. Make sure that the end of your downspout isn't crushed by your lawnmower. And if it is, get a new one. Put that. It's so easy to put that downspout on a hinge or have someone do it, so as you're lawn mowing, you can pick it up.
We used to rivet hinges, but I think they make a device now that just pushes on and screws on.
It's very easy,
We used to cut them and pop rivet them, but again, you can make them. Or you can buy an inexpensive 12-foot sleeved length of plastic pipe and bury it and put the downspout into that.
And connect to it. Yeah. Get it going away from your house as much as possible. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you can afford as a homeowner to get larger gutters, get larger gutters.
Yeah.
Because the gutters that have been put on the houses over the last 5-6 decades are too small.
And a lot of times they don't, you know, they follow rules of thumb for placement of downspouts. So you may have enough gutter, but you don't have enough downspout. So if the water can't leave the gutter, it'll flood. The gutter will flood. And, you know, some companies use a 25-foot rule every 25 lineal feet of gutter. Some use a 40-foot rule. And the truth is, it depends on the roof and the load the roof is going to impose in a huge rain event on that system. How many downspouts you need.
Right. Oh, you're absolutely right. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Like Chuck was saying, you can see a lot of this stuff at the InsideOutsideGuys.com every Friday afternoon once the article goes out at the Homestyle section of the Detroit. It actually goes out in the morning, but it gets put on our website and our Facebook pages as well. And these are very good reads. People got to check them out, theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. We got two more hours ahead of us here at the Inside Outside Guys, another hour of taking your phone calls. And then after that, we're going to take an hour and spend it with Brickworks Property Restoration, talking about masonry and concrete. And boy, he does a great job describing the different kind of bricks that are out there. So people need to really understand. If you're buying a house, if you're looking at a house and it's a masonry house, you should understand what type of brick is on that house, because there is a big difference in brick quality.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And the condition. We talked about the lack of overhangs. A lot of those houses have brick damage up in those gables that people don't even know about, and they can't visually access it from the ground. But if somebody got up there that knew what they were doing and looked at it, it'd be like, oh, my gosh, you need to do some work on these.
Some of the most common places our residential homes in southeast Michigan have brick damage are chimneys, porches, anywhere on the bottom of the house where the water will splash and then splash back on the house, soak into the brick, freeze, and then pop. That's why it's so important to keep those bricks sealed on a regular basis.
It is. It's a big deal. Hey, if you're looking at that old, crummy, ugly bathtub/shower in your bathroom that's been there for 40 years and you want to get rid of that, have something beautiful, maintenance-free, enjoyable, and safe, in a couple of days. We got a company, don't we?
We do have a company, and they're so reasonable. They'll come in one day and give you a new bathroom, and that company is Bath Planet.
Welcome to the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR. From the roof to the basement, from the street to the back fence, they've got you covered. Here are Chuck Bridenstine and Ken Calverley.
888-654 guys, get you 888-654-4897, get you the Inside Outside Guys for another hour, and then we're going to head over to the east side and talk to Jeremiah Campbell.
That was good.
And Brickworks Property Restoration, make sure you stick around for that. Let's go to the phones and talk to our, I don't want to say old friend, but she's certainly been a listener for a long time. Good to hear from you, Dottie. Good morning, Dottie. Are you there from Lake Orion?
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can.
Can you hear me?
We can now, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. My garage door won't open. It opens like about a foot when I use the opener, and then also the wall opener only opens about a foot. And there was a clanging noise yesterday I heard in the garage, and I couldn't see anything that might have broke or anything, but it only opens about a foot. Roughly. I'm not sure
okay.
what to do.
Okay, well, something's obviously restricting it from opening. You check the eyes, when it's opening, it's resisting against something. If it's only opens a certain, if you heard a clank, yeah, it could have just got cockeyed in there a little bit and it needs to be realigned. Very common.
Okay.
We have... Oxford
overhead
door in Oxford, just north of you, that can come out and take a look at
they
it.
They do
you.
A great job. Yeah, you could have had. Is the spring right over the door?
Yes, I believe so. I'm not for sure. Would you have their number? I wonder.
Of course we do. Yeah, Oxford overhead door is. You got a pen?
I'm all set, buddy.
248.
Uh-huh.
628
okay.
4555. 4555. Good
okay.
company.
So I just check around the eye, make sure there's nothing around there. Is that what I should do first?
Yeah, and normally those aren't going to impact anything when the door is being raised. Those are going to override the system when the door is being lowered because of the fear of a child
right.
or a pet or something being stuck in there. But it's very possible half of the torsion spring came loose on one side. Ken mentioned the door itself getting cockeyed in the track. That can happen. It's probably an easy fix. If you know, notwithstanding something, you know, lightning striking the garage motor or something, it's probably a pretty easy fix. So give Oxford Overhead Door a call. Tell them we told you to call. Explain it to them. They'll take care of you.
Thank you, guys. Love you, and God bless you.
Dottie, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dottie. We appreciate your call. Appreciate your call. Now, it's good that she thought about the eyes, because that's normally a lot of times if something goes wrong, but it is when it goes down. And for those out there right now, the eye on your door on each side, if you have a vehicle that has a backup camera and you know where that backup camera is at, it looks just like that little round circle backup camera on each side of the tracks at the bottom. So just like once in a while, you take your finger and you go to that backup camera and wipe it off where it sees better, just do the same thing with the track.
Can't
the
hurt.
Eye. Yeah.
Can't hurt. Might help. Light pressure so you don't move them at all.
Very important.
Yeah, because those literally have to create a single beam across the base of the doorway. And I remember, I am so old, I remember pets getting caught under doors. I had a friend who had that happen with a child. Luckily, they lived, but that's scary stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is scary stuff. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, I was talking earlier in the show about all the garages around Southeast Michigan that were built too low. Another problem with those garages is people a lot of times side their houses, but they don't want to mess with their garages. And they'll leave the paint on there, and that paint on that garage is probably was originally applied in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
You're talking about all these detached.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a good chance that there's lead on those paint.
Floating
on,
slabs.
On those garages. Yes. Yeah. And we got an email just recently of a gentleman wanting to know how to remove the lead paint from his garage. And both of our, I mean, my, you responded to it, but my response to myself, I was like, why? Don't mess with it. Leave it alone.
If it's stable, I agree with you. Leave it alone.
Yeah. I mean, if you just want to paint.